shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is Sunday, October 5th, 2014, and my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again, and we are streaming worldwide at this point. You can go to KCNR1460.com or during the show if you have a question, call, or a question or a comment. You can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well.
Having a little hard time this morning
This morning. Yes, you can go to www.shasterlantern.com and get the latest news in the North State and in the world. Jefferson State of Mind Radio on Saturday at 8 a.m. We also have go to the quote of the day, and then we'll go to some of the other announcements. The quote of the day is, incredible change happens in your life when you decide to take control of what you do have the power over instead of craving control over what you don't. Very good. So with that, let's talk about if you have some announcements. I know we've got the Tea Party stuff.
And yeah, we got Tea Party stuff, but I do have a couple announcements for veterans. We have Founders Day coming up this month out at the Veterans Home out there on Knighton Road, and that's on October 25th from 11 a.m. to 2. It's a Saturday. Come out. It's been a year since we've had the home open. We have about 60 residents out there, so you can come out, meet the residents, and see what's going on out there. Again, that is October 25th. Then also we have the stand down coming this month, the 24th through the 26th. That's at Anderson Fairgrounds. That's where for 2 or 3 days the veterans can go out there. They hold court, do all kinds of different things. So, again, that's October 24th through the 26th. We'll be out there cooking. And then we have the Servicemen's Feast coming in December. That's December 20th. I know that's a ways out, but it's going to be here before you know it, folks. And that's for all emergency responders and veterans. And that's held at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, 1605 Yuba Street. And that's December 20th. Don't forget. And one more. We have Christmas for the Troops, December 14th, where we package the boxes, put all the stuff in the boxes, and ship them overseas. On the 14th of December, tickets are $15. That will be held at the Senior Citizen Hall. You can get tickets at Jones Fort, Eagles Landing, and at the Reading Tea Party on Monday nights.
Very good. Well, with that, the Reading Tea Party Monday night at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship, 2570 South Bonneview. We're going to be having the CEO with from John Birch Society, which would be very interesting, I believe. And what else do we've got here? Let's see. Let's talk about, we might as well just move right into the show here today. We're going to run a clip here from the California VMT. You'll be hearing a lot about this. Go ahead and run it, Wayne, and then we'll talk about that a little bit before we go to the break.
In Sacramento, there's no shortage of creative ways for politicians to take more of your money to fund government programs. If you haven't heard the term VMT yet, you soon will. VMT stands for Vehicle Miles Traveled. But it could just as well refer to vehicle miles taxed, because that's the intent of a new measure the California legislature is considering. SB 1077 would create a new VMT fee to raise more revenue for state highway and infrastructure projects by charging drivers a fee for every mile they drive. They call this a fee, but make no mistake, it's a tax. And there are two very important reasons why lawmakers in Sacramento want to replace our current gas tax at the pump with a miles driven fee. First of all, they believe it will increase state transportation funds by raising the average amount of money California drivers pay.
And because they're calling it a fee instead of a tax, the legislature can raise the rate drivers pay anytime they need more money with a simple majority vote instead of the two-thirds vote required for tax increases. The vehicle miles traveled fee is a terrible idea for many reasons. California already boasts the nation's highest gas tax. For every gallon of gas you put in your car in California, 71 cents goes to the government. That's twice as much as California's neighbors in Arizona pay in gas taxes. The California VMT would be a tax only applied to California drivers. Out-of-state visitors and tourists who use the state highways wouldn't be subject to the tax, meaning they wouldn't have to help contribute to road repairs. So if the legislature's intent is to raise more money than they're currently collecting in taxes at the pump, a VMT fee would require those who own cars in California to pay more, plus make up the difference of lost revenue from out-of-state drivers who aren't charged the fee. And get this, those who drive fuel-efficient cars will end up paying more taxes per gallon than gas guzzlers. For their fuel efficiency, they'll be charged a penalty. But perhaps the most troubling aspect of this idea is how it will invade personal privacy with government monitoring devices installed in every vehicle. Do we really want government agencies tracking our every move? This is simply another ridiculous idea that will encourage a greater number of vehicles to take a one-way trip out of the state of California. There are better and more efficient ways to make sure California's highway and transportation system is adequately funded. Let's start with a law to prevent transportation funds from being used by the legislature and the governor for other purposes. And how about simply decreasing costs by adopting new rules to allow for true competitive bidding on state infrastructure projects? California doesn't need this new tax, and state lawmakers don't need to be empowered to collect more of our money by simply calling a tax a fee. What they desperately need is more common sense and how tax dollars are being spent. That's common sense.
Well, there we go, and we wanted to play that because I think that's very, very key to what's going on. People need to think about what's happening in the legislature down there, and I think common sense is way.
Yeah, and they're always talking about how business friendly they are. Really?
Yeah, exactly. How's
that going to work?
Absolutely. So we got a caller on the line, Gary. I believe he has an announcement about the Tea Party, and then we can move on to our other stuff.
Are you there, Gary?
Well, maybe we thought we had Gary on the line.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. So,
he's coming back. Maybe.
Oh well. Anyway, we're having a breakout session probably about 7:30 after the main speaker. The breakout session will be for City of Reading residents because we'll be talking about the City of Reading election.
Oh, very good.
Council and all the other good things.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
If people were interested, come see what everybody has to say.
And who is this Gary who?
Yeah, Hollahan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Irish Gary. Yeah.
Very
good. I send you all these good little things about little snippets and sayings. So anyway,
there's going to be a breakout group tomorrow night at what time?
Well, I would guess after the main speaker.
About 7:30?
Usually around 7:30.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll announce it at the meeting, and we'll have a chat session in one of the rooms for the people that are interested in the city council meeting and all the other good city council things on the ballot.
Is there candidates going to be present at that?
No. This is citizens.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Discussing them. Good
okay.
point. All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Gary. And I think we have Terry on the other line now. Terry, are you there?
I'm here, Mark. I just wanted to add on what you said. Thanks for bringing that up about the tax. Ted Gaines voted for that. I kid you not. We found out Ted Gaines, our senator, voted for that.
Yep. I saw that.
Republican Ted Gaines. That is absolutely uncalled for. I realize he's termed out, but really. Are you kidding me? I just wanted to add that.
I don't know how anybody could.
Way back from a town hall last night and just fit to be tied. We heard it.
Yeah, I appreciate that call. I was going to bring that up as well because I saw that too. And I mean, these guys that keep telling us they're Republican conservatives and then voting for a liberal agenda and tax increases are not following the will of the people. So we need to start getting rid of these guys.
We do. And thank you guys for doing your program. Thank you so much for giving us stuff that's relevant. stuff that we can do something about and giving us information, because you do have, by bringing that up, we can call our legislators here. We can voice our opinion. And I think everybody that hears this today should be calling Ted Gaines. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
His office should be inundated with phone calls.
Absolutely. Yes. Very good. With that, we're going to go to a break here, and then we'll come back with some more local stuff.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
History like never before. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2014, October 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2014, October 3rd through 5th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your radio station. On Monday, we welcome and join the magazine, and we talk about all the great things that are happening in the North State during this next month. We're also going to be talking about Ebola and what's happening along the border. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I'll go find the network won't treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Sing it, Bo Sivas. Absolutely. Don't tread on me. I think people are starting to wake up to the fact that you better stand up and you better quit letting them tread
it's
on you.
It's time to stand up, that's for
and
sure.
Get up out of the, get your butt up out of that.
Be careful there where you're going.
Start doing something.
And right now is a good time because we have elections right here in the city. So it's a good time to take a stand and get out there and get involved.
Absolutely. So with that, I think we have a caller on the line. And then we want to talk about this allegations of campaign impropriety, Rocks River City from the Lantern.
All right. Randall, are you there? You have a question or comment?
Well, the general elections is November 4th. So I want you to vote. The selections, and there's a whole bunch of judges that we have to vote on.
Uh-huh.
So the good website is Judge Voter Guide. Judge Voter Guide. I guess you just Google it. I don't know if it's .org or .com. And it'll tell you exactly how to vote for all these judges.
And is that conservative guide? Who puts out the guide? I don't trust.
Yeah, well, Aaron recommends that website.
Okay, that's is that by the Republican Party? Do you know?
No, yeah. I'm checking it out.
Well, don't you have the internet and you can look at it?
I'll have to pull it up. I don't have it in front of me right now. That's why I'm asking. So I'll pull it up here before the break, and we'll take a look at it. But I'm always a little skeptical about who's putting the information out there.
I don't know who's putting the information out, but it's judgevoterguide.com is the one I'm looking at.
Okay.
So I'll look at it here for a bit.
What I encourage everybody to do is not just vote any way anybody tells you or any website or any particular party. Examine as best you can the voting record and, you know, get as much truth as you can before you make your decision, because they're not always spot on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean you still have to do some research on it.
Yeah, everybody's got a dog in the hunt. I mean, a lot of these guys like Ted Gaines, for example, who purports to be a conservative, actually doesn't vote like a conservative. And so you got to vet these guys, period. I think everybody needs to do their homework, not rely on any one particular place.
But thanks for letting us know about the website that they can go to and start finding out who the judges are and get their names and get some information and do some research from there. We appreciate that, Randall.
Thanks a lot, Randall.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Okay, so with that, let's talk about the allegations of campaign impropriety. There's going to be Red Smith is going to be on Monday. He wrote the article, and he's going to be on Carl Bott's show on Monday at 7 o'clock, I believe, in the morning.
I believe so.
And so they're going to be talking about this, and we encourage everybody to show up for the fireworks, because I think it's going to be a lively conversation here, because the article was a scathing article, and well, it should be. Because if it's the truth, then there's some real problems here for the Weaver campaign. And it doesn't pull any punches when it talks about some of the other political figures involved as well. And so I highly recommend that everybody, you know, listen in on Monday morning and to the, like I say, the event, the fireworks, because this is going to be the rebuttal to Brent Weaver's basically saying that it's not his fault the dog ate the paper this last week.
Yeah, and it's a good thing, just like we talked about earlier, about people getting the information and finding out where to go to get the information and what's going on and getting the truth.
You got
to
start standing up here locally, guys, because if we don't get control locally, we'll never get control federally and or state. You know, and so the issue is you got to start figuring out who these people are, because there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there that purport to be, gee, I'm a conservative, and I'm, you know, I want to have, you know, fiscal responsibility and so forth. And then, you know, there's some things that are very troubling about some of the things these people have said. I mean, you know, like Modi, for example, he's supposed to be conservative, but he says that the in the article that the Constitution is, you know, an archaic document that, you know, no longer applies. I mean, things like that. I mean, if that's the truth, what the heck?
Yeah, and that's real scary if we got people like that. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying if we have people like that that are running our cities and counties, we need to get them out, because we know that we need that Constitution.
To be exact, in the article it says that he was quoted as saying that the Constitution of the United States was too generic a document to be enforceable. Really?
Wow.
Are you serious? I mean, this is one of the supervisors on the county. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, That right there is enough for me.
Well, yeah, he's not only a supervisor. He's involved in a lot of different organizations and alphabet soup organizations across agencies across the board that deal with water and many other things.
And it's troubling that the campaign for Weaver is, you know, again, these allegations and appear, if they're true, could be a real problem for him, because, you know, that's an issue. So we encourage everybody to listen to him on Monday morning. And we'll go from there. So,
okay, I believe we have another caller on the line. Daniel, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I sent that little note a while back about the people telling you you can't fly the flag because you're offending somebody that might be from a foreign country.
Yeah.
Well, I get plenty offended by them telling me that I can't fly my flag, that I can't have my kids pray in school. If they want to pray in school, that's up to them. It's not up to anybody else.
That's correct.
Right. The Constitution never said that it wasn't going to offend anybody, free speech. And no, people don't understand. Freedom is a little messy sometimes, but it's a heck of a lot better than totalitarianism. You know, I mean, go to North Korea and see if you like the alternative.
You know, I can say you have the right to be offended.
Absolutely.
You do absolutely I'm sorry, sometimes there's some people that I do offend, and there's other folks that I offend, or I get offended by. But the bottom line is, if I choose not to hear somebody say something or look at something that they have, I can turn around and walk away.
That's correct.
Easy. I don't need somebody to legislate that.
I've been told on more than one occasion that I'm very offensive.
But also, we got this vote coming up.
Yep.
And I constantly hear people say, well, I didn't vote at all just because I didn't like anybody that was out there. You have that right, too. But you know what? If you don't vote, you don't get control. And if you don't get control, then you give your vote up to somebody who's going to do something you don't like, and then you really shouldn't be bellyaching about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They shouldn't have anything to say about it at all, because if you're not even going to show up to the party, you know, I have zero sympathy for you as far as anything that happens is, you know, in the area of freedom. It's the rest of us that suffer for people who won't show up to the party. You know, the Christians are a good example of that, not showing up to combat some of this progressive secular garbage.
You know, and it's across the board. It's on all different levels. I know out walking, getting information out about city council in the election coming up. You'd be surprised how many people out there don't know who's running or know anything about it on all different levels.
Very good. Well, we appreciate
it. All right, have a good day, folks.
All right, thank you for calling in, Daniel.
All right, very good. So with that, we've got a whole bunch of other stuff that we can talk about. I mean, there's so much news now.
You know, while you're looking that up, just like I was saying, I was so surprised out walking around how many people on all different levels in the community have no clue who's running. And it's very important. I mean, like you say, you know, we got to start somewhere, and people really need to get out, get the information out there, and get plugged into these things.
Well, no, you can't make this stuff up. It's just getting to the point where if you don't start standing up, you're going to live in, you're already living in almost a police state, you know, and it's just going to get worse until the people who like freedom decide that they're going to join freedom. You know, oh, it's all good when, well, as long as it's not affecting you, but as soon as it affects you, then you got a problem. What are you going to wait until the noose gets tightened so hard that you can't get out of it? That's what we're talking about here. So we better start standing up, and we better start vetting these candidates properly.
And seeking out the truth and doing our education so we know what the truth is out there and who stands by it and who doesn't.
Well, and we highly recommend that you start getting the Shasta Lantern, because they will print the truth. So, regardless of whose toes it steps on, because, you know, conservative Brent Weaver may actually not be as conservative as it purports to be.
Well, yeah, and like we've talked many times before, it shouldn't matter which party you are.
Well, I mean,
you know,
I've seen
whether
a couple
it's
of
R or
things.
D or whatever it is. We need to get the information out there.
Absolutely. So, anyway, with that, let's move on to the next subject here. We're going to move fast. We've got so much ground to cover. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Not there's nothing going on in
not
the world.
That there's nothing going on out there. As you know, it's just insane. Okay, this is a judge. Judge rules Stockton can sever CalPERS pensions and with Wall Street approval. And this is by Del Kassler, and this is from the Sacramento Bee. And a bankruptcy judge handed CalPERS and organized labor a decision they've long feared Wednesday, declaring that the city of Stockton has the right to reduce pension payments and even sever ties with the powerful pension fund. This is a verbal ruling from the U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher Klein was groundbreaking. I've been saying this for how long? You guys out there with your fat city pensions and you union guys thinking that you're going to retire fat and sassy, don't realize that if you keep going to the well, pretty soon it's going to dry up.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here, because what this ruling says basically is that your pensions are not safe. It's not guaranteed. And if the cities file bankruptcy, because they can't, and we're all hoping the stock market just keeps going straight up through the
roof.
Well,
we hope, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk about that stuff too, as far as the economy. By all, you know, I mean, let me be clear. By all, you know, relative data, the economy is doing great. I heard Obama say that the other day, and I said, "What's data?" You know, what is he, cherry pick one or two things that say we're doing great?
Yeah.
It's absolutely stupid to say that the economy's in recovery. I can give you, I've got so many charts and graphs and data pulled up here that refute that it's absolutely insane. So and I'm going to go through some of this. The real deal is we're not in recovery. We're in a depression. And the people that believe anything that comes off the lips of the government liars, you're absolutely fooling yourself.
Yeah, and like you're saying, the well's going to go dry at some point. What do these people think is going to happen if they don't take a cut in pension, or they're not getting their 7.25% off the stock market? you got to do something.
Well, what's going to happen is that, okay, right now, I'm being a precious metal guy. I'm an idiot, right? Because metals are going down, right? And anybody who's promoting stocks is a genius because they're at the highest point and, you know, they've gone up 200% since the low, okay? But I guess the fact that they're just counterfeiting money and stuffing it into the stock market through mortgage-backed securities to keep it up, and all the other data is tanking job participation rates. Do you believe that the unemployment rate is 5.9%? Seriously? So with all that stuff going, if the stock market tanks, and it's going to tank.
Yeah, they don't realize what goes up must come down at some point on this.
Well, you know, there's no underlying fundamentals keeping the stock market up other than they're stuffing counterfeit money. Even the bigger companies are buying back their own stock right now to keep them from tanking. That's coming. When that does, okay, do you believe that precious metals should, let's take silver, should that be at $17 an ounce right now? When it actually costs $24.50 an ounce to produce, do you believe that that is a sustainable number? It's like selling tuba fores for $2 when it costs you $4 to produce them. How long is that going to be going on? The only reason that the government and the powers that be, and we'll talk about the collusion with Goldman Sachs and the banking industry with the Fed, need those numbers on the metals pushed down is because they're the bellwether. If they start going up, what's going to happen is they're going to revert to the mean on the amount of currency that's created. And when the stock market crashes, you got some real problems.
Yeah, and then people lose their confidence, and then there arises many problems.
Is that going to be good for CalPERS when the stock market crashes? And what are they invested in? The mortgage-backed securities, European sovereign debt, all the stuff that's going to crash. And now when they can't get a refund, return on that, is that going to be a problem at the local, city, and state level? Absolutely is.
Yes, it is.
So we got to go to a break, and then we'll come back to Charles. Let's do our break first, because if we don't, we won't get to one.
Okay. Again, the number here, if you want to call in, is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
That's okay.
Ready? All right, we're back on. We're kind of winging and a prayer in it here.
Yeah, we're keeping Wayne busy for the first time out with us there. The phone's ringing and all kinds of good stuff and people asking questions. We did have somebody that called in about the Shasta Lantern we wanted to get out there. I guess they don't have a computer. There's several locations around town that you can pick up a copy of the Shasta Lantern. Jones Ford is one. Here at KCNR is another. The Reading Tea Party on Monday nights. Also, you could call us and we can slip a copy in the mail to you if you want. And you can call us at 221-0101 and we can connect up with you. So hopefully that answers your questions.
Very good. And then we've got Charles on the line.
Yes.
Charles, good morning. How are you doing today?
Yes, I recall I was the one who broke that story, the VMT story, originally back in April.
Absolutely, Charles. That was your email that I was...
whistleblower. You're the one, huh? Good job.
And I was the one who posted that VMT video, YouTube video, to the Patriots website.
Absolutely. That's where I got the information, Charles, and I was going to give credit where credit was due, and I was hoping you would call in, quite frankly.
Yeah. Ted Gaines did a John Kerry, and he voted for it before he voted against it.
Oh, wow. So that's how it works.
Oh, yeah. I guess after the Appropriations Committee vote, he must have gotten some criticism because all of a sudden after voting yes a few times, he decided to start voting no on it.
Well, that's the power of the people starting to put pressure on this. You know, people don't understand it's not as much as just showing up to these parties and shaking everybody's hand and getting access to these guys. It's more about putting the pressure on them to start changing and following the will of the people and operating in their best interest.
An excuse. People think you have access to power that way, and that's not true. Shaking their hands and doing all that doesn't mean they're going to do anything for you or they have your best interest at heart at all.
What changes their minds is enough people getting involved and getting off their butt and getting active and letting them know what their stances are and what they want them to do in their positions.
So, and it takes people like you, Charles, out there that does homework and finds these things like the video and getting the information out to the people so we can pass it on so people know what's going on.
So Charles, you get a star today for your good work and keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I saw a couple of the committee hearings on internet video as well. And one thing I noticed is that in the committee hearings, there was not one person who testified against the bill.
Wow.
In the committee hearing. So it was all either people who represented groups that hoped to make money off of this stuff or, you know, and also you also had other groups that were there hoping to, by their support of this legislation, try to pacify the beast and distract it so that it doesn't persecute them the next go-round, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
so, I mean,
need to get involved. Everybody needs to get involved and put pressure on their legislators, Ted Gaines and whoever else is in there within their reach of the phone. So, anyway, mm-hmm. Listen, Charles, we got to move on. We got a bunch of other stuff to cover. So,
remember about the economic recovery?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, you have to remember what kind of recovery the economy is in.
What kind is that, Charles?
A 12-step recovery. remember CA, Capitalists Anonymous, which incidentally is the Postal Service abbreviation for California.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Well, the bigger the lie.
We are in a 12-step recovery, recovering from our addiction to capitalism, apparently.
I think it's our addiction to government spending, and that's the problem.
Well,
so.
I'm speaking tongue in cheek.
I understand.
But that's the kind of recovery.
Well, it's the kind of rhetoric crap that they've been throwing out there. Yeah.
Once again.
Okay, we're going to move on, Charles.
All right,
listen,
thanks,
you
again.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's see. I know, the bigger the lie, the better. I'm looking right now at and it just amazes me that the pablum that you get from the mainstream media, whether it's, our local channel or, the Wretched Flesh, the Record Fleshlight. And, you know, that, oh, gee, they just parrot whatever the administration says. And, you know, this guy standing up there and saying, by all numbers, by all data, you know, we're, everybody says we're in recovery. No. In fact, it's exactly the opposite of that. Do you believe anything this liar says? I mean, has he told the truth? Can we even figure?
I don't think he could tell the truth if he had to.
I mean, you got to start trying to figure out where the truth is, because there's been so many lies that you can't even find the truth at all. But, okay, here's one from Zero Hedge. You can go to ZeroHedge.com. Labor participation rate drops to 36-year low. A record 92.6 million Americans not in the labor force. Does that sound like a recovery to you?
That sounds like that 5.6%. Sure it does.
It's a hockey stick going the other way. Okay, so I guess all the economic indicators indicate that we're in a recovery. No, because if you lie about all the numbers, then it okay, we'll just cherry pick and make sure any numbers we have will bolster our position, even though it's not true. Let's keep lying, just like Hitler did. Lie to everybody.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, exactly, and they believed it.
They just kept, oh, the Fuhrer, he's all good. So, and now here's another site. This is more bad news from Jobs Front. Paul Craig Roberts. Now, I don't know if anybody knows who Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is. He was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy and Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal. He was a columnist for Newsweek, Howard Scripps, creators and Creator Syndicate. He's had university appointments. His internal internet columns have attracted worldwide following. His latest books, The Failure of Laissez-Faire Capitalism and Economic Disillusion of the West and How America Was Lost. I guess he says, no, we're not in recovery. The Bureau of Labor Statistics headline this morning read, payroll employment increases by 248,000 jobs in September. Unemployment rate declines to 5.9%. Really? How can this be? As reported, he reported in his last article, U.S. corporations are investing in buybacking their own stocks, not in new business ventures that produce new jobs. According to the Census Bureau's poverty report, U.S. Real medium family income has declined to a level of 20 years ago. Consumer credit retail sales are not growing. Construction is limited to rental units. Construction shows 16,000 new jobs, half of which are specialty contractor home remodelers. Payroll jobs report listed 35,300 new jobs in retail. How is this possible when JCPenney's, Macy's, Sears, and the dollar chain stores are in trouble and closing stores and shopping centers are renting space by the day or the hour?
Don't let that all fool you. I
guess,
come on.
Oh, but all the economic indicators say we're in a recovery. I've never seen such a bold-faced lie come out of a politician in my life. And if you believe any of that trash, you are absolutely off the charts. Beep.
Yep. Well, just like anything else, we've never seen anything like this. You mentioned about buying back their own stocks. What does that mean? Because I don't think a lot of people realize what that means when a company issues stocks for in their company
There's a certain amount of stocks that have been issued out on the market for sale. If they don't sell them, then the company has the ability, if it has any cash, spare cash, to buy back its own stock, which would raise the level of the stock. Because if nobody's ever buying their stock, it starts to tank down because it becomes worth less. That's what a lot of these big companies have been doing. Excuse me, because they've been storing up all of this money because of all this free money coming out of the Fed, basically. So there's trillions and trillions of dollars out there, and that means that we've got, in these big corporations, then that means that we've got economic growth. No, it means that they've been counterfeiting money. Okay, and selling it on the open market for hardly any interest.
Yeah, and the point being, folks, when they start buying back their own stock, trouble is right around the corner, big time. Yeah,
it could be a problem. Yeah. So with that, let's talk a little bit about, let's see. This comes from Mail Online. This is actually a UK publication, and it says, "Have a sense of humility, right? Fired Fed worker unveils secretly taped meetings between regulators and Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, showing government is in the banker's pocket." No.
We would have never guessed that.
This, I suggest everybody go, you can Google this and go to The American Life, I believe. It's a radio program. And Carmen Segura, 41, made recordings while working at the Fed at Goldman. In other words, she had an office at Goldman Sachs because she was working for the Fed, because these guys are supposed to be regulating, and they're so often, they just give them offices. Says her tapes show a culture of fear and deference towards bankers. Senior regulators heard gently bringing up potential lapses in meeting when trailing. Despite, it's just unbelievable. So in other words, what they're saying in there is that one of the things was that they said when their clients got to a certain level of income and wealth accumulation, the law just didn't apply to them anymore.
Oh. So they're above the law like the government and a lot of other people, yeah.
Yeah, and so she was fired after seven months on the job and lost the lawsuit over it. Claimed she was kicked out for refusing to back down over a critical report. So I would highly suggest that everybody go check this out. And so basically what we know is the Fed is not running Goldman Sachs like it's supposed to. Goldman Sachs is running the Fed.
Yeah.
So That's a new watchdog whistleblower.
Yeah, and you're hearing about that all over the news and everywhere else, right?
Oh, yeah, right. That was all over mainstream news.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Absolutely interesting. Yeah, so we'll just have these guys keep controlling our media and keep controlling our government. And so let's just keep everybody fighting amongst themselves, the liberals and the conservatives.
That's what they want. And we know
everybody
that.
Can just ignore this stuff. And if counterfeiting was the way to prosperity, let's just all start a printing press. Why don't we just all join in and we'll all start counterfeiting, and that will produce goods and services and income and economic development.
And we all get to go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200.
Unless you're the Fed, and then it's okay because you're charging interest on counterfeit money that you're selling it into the market at low interest
and
rates to keep
charging
your economy
yourself interest.
And why would we, if it was our bank, the Fed, why would we charge ourselves interest on money that we're creating out of thin air? Because then there would be no national debt. Because we wouldn't have to worry about interest on the money we're counterfeiting.
Insane. It's totally insane.
Yeah, but we're in recovery. We're recovering nicely, just like Europe and Japan. Italy.
Has anybody seen the pictures and the headlines coming out of Japan and China and everything? It's all good.
Hong Kong, yeah, they're all good. It's not a problem. No problem.
Don't let that riot stuff fool
you
at all.
I'm looking at an article here from the Telegraph. This is another UK publication. ECB's treatment of Ireland and Italy is unconstitutional scandal, and nobody's held to account. So evidently, what happened is that the ECB, the European Central Bank, compelled the Irish state to take on a vast liabilities of the Anglo-Irish and other banks in the white heat of the financial crisis. And this is kind of what they did in Greece, too. So, in other words, they're just throwing a bunch of interest rates or interest created out of thin air in all these countries so that they can become slaves through debt. But we're recovering nicely, and that's why we're starting to have a worldwide economic meltdown, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to a break before I melt down.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingraham from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Chester Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center.
The 2008 financial crisis.
It was hard to keep from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Blazing on a sunny afternoon.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's the Kinks. I like that. Yeah, taxman's taking all my dough. Yeah, it couldn't happen here. We're in America, right? So, with that, we're going to play a video here pretty soon. And if it's keyed up, whenever Wayne gets ready, let me know. And this is actually coming from Future Money Trends, and this is not the Mr. Blue Sky garbage that our commander in thief has been peddling down there in Washington. This is more the reality of things that are going, and it's just ridiculous to say that we're in recovery, because anybody who has any economic brains at all knows that that's tripe. So. You know, I mean,
well, it doesn't take a rock scientist to just walk outside. I mean, unless you stay in your house and do nothing, you can't see what's going on at the grocery store, everywhere.
Unless you're on those big fat government pensions and you don't care anymore until the market crashes. Anyway, yeah. So let's go ahead and play that. And then what we will do is we'll come back and we'll talk about the gold and silver smash and sticking to your guns.
6 years after the 2008 financial crisis, many pundits are claiming the American economy is revitalizing. Increasing property values and much higher stock shares are proclaimed to be signs of a healthy recovery. Despite the hopeful forecast and positive rhetoric, the truth is that American prosperity is an increasingly distant dream. The official government reported unemployment figure has decreased to 6.1%, a low not seen since mid-2008. But this coincides with another low, the labor force participation rate, the number of Americans currently employed or actively seeking employment. The rate stands at 62.8%, a low not seen since 1978 when less than 40% of women had entered the workforce. Worse yet is that even those that are employed that help bring down the current unemployment number include a large percentage of workers who are underemployed, meaning they're employed part-time or don't work enough hours to even satisfy their basic economic needs. A more accurate unemployment figure that would include people who need more work would put unemployment around 12%. Exploding numbers of retirees and disability recipients are putting a major strain on the American entitlement system. Baby boomers who are just retiring from their jobs have begun to collect Social Security checks, and the number of disabled people receiving benefits has doubled in the last 15 years. Combine this with unemployment benefits, welfare, and other social programs, and we can see the mandatory spending percent of the federal budget reaching dangerous levels in no time. So where are the jobs? Will they ever come back? Looking at August 2014, when the U.S. added 142,000 supposed new jobs, the vast majority of those jobs were not in skilled positions in the production sector. Instead, these jobs are in lower-paying sectors like retail and service. In the same month, nearly twice this amount of people was taken out of the labor force numbers. A USCM study found that regardless of which sector, jobs created in 2013 through 2014 paid 23% less than comparable jobs in 2007. So not only are the new jobs less desirable, but they pay nearly a quarter less. An influx in immigration and an emphasis on increasing stock values by showing lower labor costs are two big incentives for employers to keep wages low even while corporate earnings are at an all-time high. This scenario is only exacerbating the 99 versus 1% divide. What about the middle class? For the most part, if you reach the upper class, the relative stability of the American markets will keep you there. In part one of the prosperity illusion, we described the many ways in which wages have stagnated over the last few decades. Costs of healthcare, education, housing, and more have multiplied, and even the average salary of the worker when adjusted for inflation has gone from $48,000 in 1978 to $33,751 today. It's becoming harder and harder to stay in the middle class. In fact, after 1 year, only 76% of those in a household with a six-figure income remain in that bracket. And after 5 years, that number drops to 50%. After 10 years, while you've been told that investments in various financial sectors will help your money grow, only one-third of those original six-figure income earners remain at that level. Slow GDP growth may be another symptom of the problems that government has yet to fix. Paradoxically, the Federal Reserve doesn't blame the government or Wall Street. After pumping trillions of new dollars into the American economy, the Fed is claiming that the lack of money velocity, or borrowing and spending, is causing slow economic growth. Though statistics show velocity falling off of a cliff since 2000, a humongous debt burden along with unprecedented gambling in the financial sector are more likely the reasons for the situation we're in. The Federal Reserve is blaming the private sector that wants to hoard money in these uncertain times instead of blaming the public sector, which has been directly causing the uncertainty. With the Fed set to end the buying of mortgage-backed securities by the end of this year, the danger of another stock market crash is looming. Technical analysis of the market doesn't fare well for a continued rally as we approach an inflation-adjusted 10-year high. Any number of initial triggers inside and outside of American control could create a new disaster that would put the wealth of many Americans in significant peril. With Ben Bernanke in charge of the Federal Reserve after the 2008 housing crash, the Fed kept interest rates purposefully low to encourage higher employment. This, however, has had the adverse effect of creating both inflation and the stock market's dependency on low interest rates. Official inflation is at 2%, with real inflation somewhere between 5 and 10%. When the Fed finally decides to curb inflation with higher interest rates, the financial markets may see a dramatic shift downward, as occurred in 1979, when the Fed interest rates caused a 10% slide in the S&P 500 in less than a month. Inevitably, the fleeting facade of wealth and recovery that deceives the public mindset will completely vanish. Where will you, your family, and your wealth stand? To learn how you can prepare for a market crash...
Yeah, go ahead and shut it down. Very good. Hey, are you all getting prepared for a market crash and a shutdown here? If you're not, you should be. You should be prepping. And I'll tell you again, if you want to protect your family and yourself, you should be putting some food storage away. And I would be buying as much precious metals as you can afford, because I'll tell you what, this thing is going to turn around. And when it does, because here's the deal. Are they telling us the truth about everything else?
No.
So are they telling us the truth about the metals?
No.
So the real
they never tell the truth.
They don't tell the truth here. So stick to your guns. Keep going, because there's no scenario here where silver doesn't go through the roof or gold. There's no scenario. It doesn't matter. We're in a big deflation here right now, but that's going to end. It's like the tide on a tsunami going out when the other countries that are holding all of our dollars and the big companies that are holding all of our dollars realize that the devaluations is coming. They're going to start buying everything and dumping the dollars, which is going to create the money philosophy and probably a hyperinflation.
And what do you have to lose? What will it hurt you to store food and be prepared?
That sounds like I say, stick to your guns. Nothing's changed. It's just gotten worse. And so we need to understand these things. And that's why we're here. We're trying to get them out there. So with that, I think we're coming to the end of the show.
Yeah, I think we are.
And, we wish we had more time, because we never seemed like we
had enough. Get out there, get educated, get the information on different subjects, matter what.
Yeah, start thinking about the candidates. We're at 30. Go ahead and start the music there, Wayne, and then we'll go through our end here, and we're about done.
All right, and we'll see y'all next week here shortly.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night at the Reading Tea Party. And have a good week, everyone. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Liberian man being treated for Ebola at a Dallas hospital is in critical condition today as the effort continues to monitor about 38 people he might have had contact with. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings is on ABC TV this morning.
We're playing a man-to-man defense, if you will, in a compassionate way, but we've got each individual focused on another individual to make sure that we monitor their temperature every 2 days.
Meanwhile, authorities are trying to locate a homeless person who might have had contact with the Ebola patient. Dallas County Judge Clay Lewis Jenkins describes that person as a, quote, low-risk individual, says the effort to locate him is just precautionary. 100-degree heat will persist in California today, even as a cool-down is predicted later this week. Jackson Stump works at an ice cream shop in Long Beach.
I washed the windows today outside and there.